music around on Swing Time every Monday afternoon, 2 p.m. till 4. The big bands, the small groups, and new swing music. Hear it all on Swing Time, Monday, 2 till 4, the only swing on this radio thing.
Jam jump is solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have held the same mirror for 13 years.
I have been decorated with purple dinosaurs, baseball teams, and football helmets.
I have witnessed 33 Thanksgiving dinners and one wedding proposal.
I have tiny notches marking the growth of 3 children.
I have caused a learning disability.
I am the reason that a 5th grader simply can't sit still.
I am responsible for a 5-year-old's rage.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home is built before 1978, your family could be at risk. Let's make all kids lead-free kids. Log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
I am the reason a child has trouble hearing.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
It's Wednesday afternoon. What are you listening to? The answer should be the Midday Mix. I'm Melissa. I host an indie rock and jam band show once a week on Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. You should check it out. Right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.FM, or at www.WHFR.FM on the internet. Come on, it'll be fun.
They ask for more. What do you think this fan club is for?
All right. Can you hear me? You can fade down. That's called Put Me on the Radio. Thank you, Mitch and Anthony. This is HFCC's Campus Connection. It's 1 o'clock on, what is it, Tuesday? I'm going to go with March 13th, Mike. Does that sound
okay,
right?
That's a good guess. You know.
How am I doing down there? I don't look like I'm registering quite right.
Oh, you're good.
Am I okay? Oh, all right. Yeah. My voice projects. This is Dennis. Dennis Reimers is HFCC's Campus Connection. And as you may have heard, there's a somewhat deeper voice on the other microphone. Normally, Lindsay and I do the show. In fact, I'm gonna give you a statistic here. In 2.5 years that we've been doing the Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection, we've had a co-host that we've had a guest host on the show not named Lindsay or Dennis once. Mike, you remember Kristen? Kristen Risbeck used to be a big part of this station.
Yes, I remember her very well.
Kristen, without any prep at all, and I can't stress that enough, came, got in that chair where you're sitting, and we had a show. We did a show for an hour, and it's probably the only show I haven't listened to again.
Right. Well, you know, that's the beauty about live radio. You never know what's going to happen.
You have absolutely no idea, and that is a fact. This is Mike Holloway. Mike is the host of actually 2 shows on WHFR. One of them is a music show called Go With The Flow, the Mike Holloway Show, and that's a rock and blues show on Tuesdays, in fact, from 4 to 6. You'll be back here later.
Yes, I will.
And you also have a show called Metaphysically Speaking, which I believe is the third Tuesday of each month?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we got that, and that's from 1 to 2, just like, so next week at this very time, we'll be hearing your voice.
Right.
And not
hopefully,
mine.
You never know.
You know, yeah. Well, okay, let's pre-record it, just in case. Another huge reason why I was looking forward to you sitting in the driver's seat there with instead of Lindsay, not instead of Lindsay, but in lieu of Lindsay, you have a kind of a big event coming up. It's actually for the station. I know about it simply because we put something in the newspaper, the Mirror News, about it. But this will be your fourth annual Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
I would love to, yes. This is a big money raiser for this radio station. It's strictly a fundraising event. All the money we make from this event goes to the general operating fund of the radio station. And like Dennis said, it's our fourth annual Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. That's going to be Saturday, March 24th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is only $5, and you get a lot of great things. We're going to have some fantastic speakers. We're going to have local musicians providing music in our food court area.
All right.
And there's going to be our usual array of vendors, body workers, and readers to help out any way that comes to the event.
Let me take a step back here. You started this by saying this is a fundraiser event, and I think that that's something, of course, in April with our radiothon, we'll talk about that at length, but I think that's something that I know that I don't cover enough. This is a non-commercial, independent, very much an educational radio station, and we're all volunteers. Some of the officers and management get paid just a really small fee just for basically getting, you know, their guests to come up here, I guess.
Right.
We have a limited budget from the school, but the vast majority of the funds that we have to go out and get ourselves. And we'll do things throughout the year. Like I know that we do a blues show. Joanne kind of orchestrates that at New Place Lounge. And that may actually be coming up soon. So we do a lot of these things. And so what Mike was talking about is these fundraisers are huge. We're a nonprofit, so it's not like they're going in anybody's pocket. What's happening is if the wind blows really, really hard and knocks down our tower, and that's $7,000 or $8,000 or whatever it is, we wouldn't have the money if we didn't do things like this. So that said, and I know I got a little preachy there, but the fact is it's so important that we have this money, and it's I'm leading into you doing this. This is kind of a creative way. I remember you saying you were looking for a unique way to kind of make your mark, something within, you know, that fits in your background, Mike, but you also said you wanted something that we know would bring in money. We're doing a fourth one, so I'm thinking it's working.
Well, so far, so good. It seems to be the case. But yes, this is something that I've wanted to do. I've enjoyed being at the radio station, and I just really wanted to give back something to the radio station. Again, as Dennis has pointed out, we rely on other people's money so much,
oh,
and it's very, very important that we raise funds throughout the year. Also, Dennis alluded to a mishap, and this actually happened at the radio station several years ago. I wasn't at the station when it happened, but there was a problem with our broadcast tower. It was blown over in a windstorm, and we were off the air for several months, from what I understand. It cost a lot of money to correct the situation, so that's the thing about this radio station. It does take money to run it. Things happen. We have to replace CD players, all types of equipment, headphones, things that you might not think about. We pay for different programming. We might have to pay a special fee for that. There's a lot of things that we have to be responsible for, and this is just one area or one event that helps raise money to help take care of any emergencies and replace equipment. And I don't know, it just really helps out in general for the radio station.
Now, with this event, though, and like you said, you had told me that you were looking for something kind of unique to do. You wanted something that would make money. You have your show, Metaphysically Speaking, and now you have this Holistic Fair. There's a parallel there, obviously. What is it? I've always wondered this, Mike. What is your fascination with this stuff? I guess you'd call it some of it's holistic, some of it's actually paranormal.
Well, yeah, I guess metaphysical is probably the way I would describe it, but I'm interested in it because my mother was interested in it, and she raised me to become interested in all these types of different modalities, and she did things like automatic writing, and she was really into dream interpretation, a lot of different things like that.
So you had to see these things firsthand. You experienced it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because a lot of people talk about her or whatever, they're like, well, I really am fascinated by whatever, but, I mean, you lived it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it has credibility to you.
Right. Well, right. You know, I mean, again, it's what you're used to. Mm-hmm. It's what you've been exposed to as you're growing up. So it does have a profound effect, you know, as with any child, if their parent is really interested in a certain area or a certain thing, they tend to be interested in it as well,
At
least learn about it as they, you know, live in that household.
It's a monstrous influence. Sure, sure. Okay, so 4 years ago, I can't even imagine what that was like, because I know starting anything.
Yeah.
It might just roll this out. So you're contacting people now. At that point in time, did you partner with, I want to make sure I get the publication correct, did you partner at that time with Body, Mind, Spirit Guide?
Yes, we did. And I do want to give a special shout out to Howard and Penny Golden, who are the publishers of that magazine. They really helped us right from the start, and they've really been very kind to us and helping to promote this event, also advising us along the way. So we owe them a lot, and we're very appreciative of all the things that they've done in order to help us put on this event.
Well, it's kind of cool being able to piggyback on each other's efforts, too.
Right.
Because, I mean, what we're doing right now, I mean, we're promoting this thing because it's a fundraiser, and they're working with us as media partners, so they're getting some exposure they wouldn't have otherwise had.
Right.
And I think that's kind of the point with a lot of the vendors. I mean, a lot of people are coming in here, and Lynn also helps with this. She calls herself your assistant, but she's your co-person, right?
Yeah. No, she is amazing. She has helped me out and this event so much. I've said it before, this event improved 100%, you know, whenever she came on board, and that was starting the second year she came on board to help out with this event, and her help has been amazing. She knows her way around the computer and has done many different things that I couldn't do anyway in order to put on this event, so I really appreciate all her help as well.
Were you looking at it after the first one going, man, I don't know if I want to do this again?
Right. Well, again, you know, one of the things in any type of event that you're organizing is you are working with a lot of different personalities, and you think, well, metaphysics, it should be all beautiful, everybody should get along,
yeah,
and it should be wonderful, and then you find out that, yes, occasionally you do have to deal with egos, and that gets in the way sometimes, but it was a challenge, and now I'm glad that we're getting to our fourth event, and we hope to make this an annual event, keep on going, as long as it raises money for the radio station.
Well, let's focus on this one then. March 24th, correct?
Yes.
Yes, March 24th. It's a Saturday. It's all day.
Around 11 to 5.
That's a good day. Yeah. It's a good chunk of the day. Some of the vendors. Who are some of the people that will be here specifically?
Well, it's a work in progress, so I don't know the names right offhand. But, I mean, we're going to have people that are doing Reiki, which is a type of energy work. We're going to have tarot card readers. We're going to have different types of psychics at this event. We've had people, as far as vendors go in the past anyway, selling T-shirts, shoes, a lot of different items. We're going to have people this year selling jewelry, different types of body lotions. So there's a lot of things going on. It's all good. We do have quite a bit of response as far as people wanting to actually join us for this event.
So it's $5 for the general public. If a student with a current student with ID is free.
Yes.
That's new, is it not?
Well, we started this last year, and free is always good. That's been my opinion anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, we try to do that just to get more foot traffic through the door.
Now, and again, we talked a little bit about this for the article for the newspaper. If somebody, okay, I'm a student. I come in on Saturday, 11 a.m. There's going to be food there. Lynn said, and I put in there, it must be true if I put it in print. There are some things like it's like a buck a la carte. You can get a sandwich for a buck or chips or and pop.
Right.
And then at that point, there's live music. So if you're, as a student, you got in free and maybe you have $3 burning a hole in your pocket, you can eat and listen to live music?
Right. Yes, that's an option. Yes. And the speakers are free also. So if there's one of the speakers that appeals to you, by all means, go and listen to that person.
Can we break the speakers down here? Do we have that information?
Sure.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Starting at noon, we've got Ginger Bridget, and she's the executive director of Soul. And she's going to be talking about enlightenment is an awareness of others' needs and the choice to be in service through love. At 1 o'clock, we've got David Krajovec, and he is an advocate for inspired living, and he'll be talking about human beings are capable of doing more than they do, and he wants to let people know that they're capable of rising above their current situation and improving their lives. At 2 o'clock, we've got Barbara White. She's a spiritual teacher and author, and she's going to be talking about why self-acceptance is so powerful. She is someone that advocates, you know, self-love and accepting yourself and not really being worried and getting caught up about what others think about you or reacting to.
I think we can all live by that. I mean,
right, what society might be telling you that you should be acting or living this way.
Right.
And at 3 o'clock, we've got Chrissy Blaze. She's an author, astrologer, and international speaker. She'll be talking about 2012, the year of prophecy.
I've actually heard of her.
Right. Well, again, David Krajovec, Barbara White, and Chrissy Blaze have all been on Metaphysically Speaking before, all excellent speakers.
Oh, cool.
But Chrissy is going to be talking about astrology in conjunction with 2012, going all the way through until 2015. You know, the Mayan calendar changes this year, and, you know, there's been much discussion about whether the world's going to end or something akin to that. I don't think it's going to
end. Oh, you don't?
But
see, I'm betting it will.
Concerned. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So this is going to be interesting.
Really?
Just a gentleman's bet between us.
Okay.
Because it's not like I'll be able to collect from you.
Yeah. Do you have a specific event, though? I mean, a day, though?
I got to go watch the movie again.
Oh, okay. Just depends, right?
Hey, no. This is HFCC's Campus Connection on WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to Dennis, and sitting in for Lindsay is Mike Holloway, and we're talking about the fourth annual Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. I just call it Holistic Fair.
Yeah, and everybody knows. Keep it simple.
Yeah, and so we're talking about an event that's here at the college in less than 2 weeks. Heck,
It's getting down to crunch time. We have a lot of people.
It's like 10 days away.
Right. People are still getting in touch with us. They want to be part of this event, and, you know, that's always something we try to do. And if there is anybody out there, reader, vendor, or body worker that wants to get in touch with us, you can reach us at 313-317-6540 or email us at holistic2010@peoplepc.com.
All right. So it's 313-317-6540. I'm Mike Holloway, and that's your is that your office number here?
Yes.
Or Holistic
2010. Yeah, it's the hotline for the festival.
All right, cool. Got it. And they'll get everything we need there. Awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, we're very excited about it.
Now, as our listeners know, that is just one of many things going on at the college. I have this, see, Mike, I have to share this with you, and this is probably that insider information that listeners just love to hear. Lindsay's the organized one out of the two of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's not organized at all. So what does that tell you about me, right? Anyway, we usually have an order of events here, and this is the one I picked because I actually thought this was coming up next week. This is a monstrous event here. It's HFCC's fifth annual Alternative Energy Summit. It is, in fact, March 30th, and it's titled Renewing Michigan. And it takes place that Friday the 30th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here in the Andrew Mazera Administrative Services Center. We call it the ASCC, or as Lindsay loves to say, the big blue building with all the windows. It's right here on the main campus. Representatives from the Clean Energy Coalition, the United States Green Building Council, the City of Dearborn, Wayne State University, as well as others, will present at the summit on how alternative energy is a vital component in renewing Michigan through economic diversity and growth. Basically, there's going to be people out here talking about ways that you can make your life and those around you better by being greener. And they go through a lot of different things. In fact, WWJ News Radio 950 Great Lakes IT Report. Matt Roush is the editor of the Great Lakes IT Report, and he'll be the keynote speaker that particular day. So again, this is from 8 in the morning till 1. I know Jay and I, we do our show at 1 o'clock. What we're planned on doing, and again, we thought this was the 23rd, my mistake. We have scheduled that same day Dave Norwood, who is the sustainability coordinator for the City of Dearborn. Just a fascinating guy. Mike, I have to share this with you. I don't know that his salary falls into this category, but I know that his entire budget, so I'm assuming his salary as well, he didn't have one. He had to create it through grants. So basically, this guy is a grant writer who has the mayor of Dearborn, Mayor O'Reilly, just did his State of the City address, and he said that they recently secured a grant, an environmental grant, for $900,000. I'm like, you know, you would think it'd be a little easier to get a grant for environmentally conscious endeavors now than others, because it is such a popular thing. But still, this guy, I mean, his whole office exists on his ability to get money from other people. I just think that's crazy. Crazy, right? In a good way.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And he's such a low-key guy. His name's Dave Norwood, and he at one point was talking about he and his brother, and I believe it's in Wisconsin, they're building a house that will be what they call completely off the grid. So they'll be completely self-sufficient and won't need to rely upon any utility companies or anything. And this house will be, I mean, that's as green as it gets, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's as part of, he will be speaking at the Energy Summit, as well as Matt Roush will be giving the keynote address. Summit focuses on the role of alternative energy in the growth of business and industry and the growth of communities toward renewing the economy of Michigan. And that is another huge thing. And we in addition to all the wonderful life-giving and life-saving benefits of going green, our government, federal and state, probably even local government, have seen that as an advantage, so that they're giving people credit for that. Mike, you know a little bit about cars. You know, some of these vehicles that are considered environmentally conscious, they aren't the cheapest vehicles on the road.
No, that's what I wanted to point out is, I mean, it's good to be going green, but a lot of these changes are expensive initially, and it takes several years to kind of make it cost efficient, you know. So,
absolutely.
I mean, that's one of the problems with being green and more, you know, aware of the ecology and all that. We all want to be doing those kind of things. But again, it's down to cost. I just saw a news report the other day that it's what you said, you know, these alternative cars they have, you know, with the battery power and stuff. That's all good. But unfortunately, they're a lot more expensive than just the regular gas cars. So again, those sales are slow to rise right now because the changeover is coming. And at some time, it's going to be more economical to afford those kind of cars. But right now, it's pretty expensive.
Well, that's a good point, because what they're doing at this particular event, this fifth annual Alternative Energy Summit on March 30th, right here on our main campus, they're going to discuss LEED, which is a certification, the LEED certification for neighborhood development and intermodal transit, our cornerstone. So what, you know, there's so much going on in Dearborn, and what they're doing at this particular summit is bringing it all in. We got a bunch of money, just a ton of money for the intermodal train, high speed at some point. But right now they have the money that they're going to put together to put basically a hub that will be for the train as well as other mass transportation in the area. Something we've never had. I know we had trolleys years ago. You know, I mean, even the they weren't the authentic trolleys from you know 70 years ago, but George Duraney, who's our state rep, his family owned a trolley company that would go around. It was almost like a taxi service. So we've had those things here, but we're talking about a major hub that at some point, cross your fingers, probably 2020, we can take a train from here to Chicago in under 4 hours. I mean, that'd be great.
Right.
But the reality is that, I mean, that's going to take some time. You brought up some other points. These cost savings, this is a real big picture kind of thing. This is a long term. We've all seen what just high efficiency light bulbs go for. They're a little bit more expensive than the regular ones. So the point is that, yeah, you are looking at these as long term things. But part of this particular summit gives sessions on energy reduction and waste energy, which highlights how businesses and government can, in fact, use these as tools to save on their bottom line. Also at this event, Wayne State University is going to present its participation in the Eco Car 2 competition. This is interesting. This particular competition, Eco Car 2, challenges 16 universities across North America to reduce the environmental impact of the Chevy Malibu. So they took one vehicle, probably one that's traditionally not great for the environment, and they said, fix it. And we're going to find out that particular the results of that, as well as Eastern Market downtown is going to present a going local session for food purchases, and the Cleveland Botanical Gardens will present a going green in your own garden. I mean, this is kind of cool. I was told about this, and it was stressed, man, we should really promote this thing. But now that I'm really looking at it and really evaluating it, yeah, this is something that is going to affect all of us, and not just immediately, but for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, again, we have to think of generations coming after us. You know, this earth just can't last forever if we keep abusing it. So it is important that we try to do something anyway to help alleviate all the problems we have with the ecology and make it a cleaner planet. I know that's easier said than done, but it's something we should all work on.
And they're even going to have actually this, I don't know, they're going to have enough space here. It says during the Summit of Business Expo will feature cutting edge companies demonstrating alternative energy technologies. So there's going to be, it reminds me of those, what we would see down like, I always think of the Home Garden Show and things like that at some of these expo centers. This will be sort of like a comprehensive, all-inclusive, so I guess why they're calling it a summit, and it's here. Did I mention it's free and open to the public?
No, but that's a key point right there.
Kind of
I mean,
a big
again,
deal.
Free is always good.
Yeah, HFCC 5th Annual Alternative Energy Summit called Renewing Michigan is free, open to the public. And for people that are interested maybe in reserving a booth for their own company, they can contact Kathy Demetrio at 313-845-9601. That's Kathy Demetrio, 313-845-9601. And if you want more information that is included, this is quite a comprehensive article here, actually. Go to hfcc.edu. And again, this is, we get a lot of our information from our own website. We bring it to you, the listener, not only students, faculty, and staff of this college, but people in the surrounding communities. Because, as Mike said, free is always good. And we have other things. In fact, I'm trying to make a segue here. We have something else that's in front of you that's kind of a big deal. I think it's the Hammond Planetarium thing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, this is, yeah. You just, I think you have to go kind of a distance to be able to enjoy something like this. I don't even know if it's free. So you want to talk about that?
Right, yes. Well, Henry Ford Community College's Hammond Planetarium will host a spring star talk, rather, titled Nothing Gold Can Stay from Tuesday, March 20th through Saturday, March 29th, 2012. This talk takes place in the Science Building in room S126. Show times for Tuesday is 7:30 p.m. Show times for Saturday is 3 p.m. The program will take place on the following dates: March 20th, 24th, 27th, and 31st, April 3rd, 7th, 10th, 14th, 17th, 21st, 24th,
wow,
28th, and in May, the 1st, 5th, 8th, 12th, 15th, 19th, 22nd, 26th, and 29th.
Okay, so
plenty of dates.
In March. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. Now, you want to go back to that? Yeah,
no, okay, this is a total hfcc.edu website thing. But the point of this is it's a planetarium right here on campus. It's called the Hammond Planetarium,
right,
named after a gentleman who donated quite a bit of money to the college, specifically to, I think, to our science department. The last name was Hammond. And we do this every year, but my gosh, it's a planet. It's so cool.
Yes, very cool.
I think you did say, and we should stress, it starts at 7:30 and you have to be there on time.
Right.
This is a big deal because it's so dark in there that it's a safety hazard to go in there after the doors are closed. It's just not, I mean, it's, I would imagine somebody fell a long time ago and they said, okay, enough, we're never going to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the doors are, what do they say, open at 7:15?
Well, showtime, it just says the showtime starts at 7:30 and for Saturday it's 3 p.m. Doesn't really say when the doors open up necessarily, but this event is free and open to the public. And something else I want to point out, two people here from Henry Ford that are connected with this event, is Henry Ford Community College instructor Dale Van Dorp, who is known as the Voice of Dearborn.
Voice of Dearborn.
And our very own Susan McGraw, general manager here at WHFR.
My name doesn't ring a bell.
No, really? No, you've never met the lady?
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
She's just an awesome person.
Yes. Anyway, both of these people will narrate this event. Doors open 15 minutes before showtime. There we go. And they close promptly at showtime when the program begins. For safety reasons, latecomers will not receive admittance once doors close. No reservations are necessary, and seating is available on a first-come, first-serve basis.
See, to me, that would be a completely added form of entertainment, not only if you let people in late, because not only would you get the show, but you'd have your, ow, oh, you know?
Yeah.
I think that, see, but that's just me. I'm always thinking of extra value for my...
That's right. Maybe a few fights break out, who knows,
well,
right?
You know, I mean, I don't want to push it, but now that you bring it up, sure.
Right. Okay. Something else I just want to bring up about this event. If you want more information, please contact Stephen Morrell at 313-317-1536.
All right. Before I know that we're going to go to a non-commercial break in a few minutes, before we do, I just wanted to bring this up because it is the deadline's really coming up fast. Michigan Avenue Creative Writing Competition. The HFCC English and World Language Division announced the 37th annual Francis... Wow. 37th annual Francis G. Barrett Creative Writing Contest, along with the 17th annual Larry Coulter Poetry Competition. These are together, and the contests are open to all enrolled HFCC students, but only you have to be a student and you have to be current. The contest offers winners a chance to divide $700 in prize money. Mike, I won this a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm not. That's not me bragging. I'm just saying they do pay up. I want people to know,
okay, yeah,
that you don't have
it's
to.
It's legit.
It's legit. No, you know, when I put my best foot forward, obviously it was accepted, which is kind of cool. There's a whole big, long submission guidelines thing. So I'm going to, and in fact, the email address is really long too, but I'll give information for submission guidelines for the Francis G. Barrett Creative Writing Contest and Larry Coulter Poetry Competition. Go to you go to Michigan Ave, so michiganav.hfcc.edu, and then you go to the Barrett Awards. Okay, so that's michiganav.hfcc.edu. $700 in prize money, that's pretty good.
Right, nothing to sneeze at.
No, you know, in my portion, I think, I don't remember. I want to say I won $125, $150.
Really?
Yeah, for writing. Are you kidding? I was
yeah,
so happy.
You do it free, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's my life story. The manuscripts are due March 15th. That's only 2 days away. If you have questions, call Jim Wanless at 313-845-9716. Or Ruth Ann Schmidt at 313-845-6465. I don't know Jim as well. I know Ruth Ann very well. Just awesome. Just will give you all the information and support and encouragement you need. That's Ruth Ann Schmidt at 313-845-6465. Get it in by the 15th. That's 2 days. So you absolutely have to go to the michiganav.hfcc.edu webpage to see the guidelines, because basically, just from memory, you basically have to make sure your name is not on the actual submitted material, because they want to keep this completely anonymous. Mm-hmm. You put your name on something else. So you submit it together the way they tell you. It's to keep you anonymous, so it's a fair and objective evaluation or rating or whatever. And there it is. There it is.
How do they notify you if you win?
They have these special carrier pigeons. This is so unique.
Oh, really?
No.
They come to your house?
Well, no, not exactly. Oh. They go to your neighbors, and then your neighbor comes over and gets you. No, it's they actually will call you and email you. They'll let you know. And you know what? This doesn't say. That's a great question. This does not say when they'll let you know. But I know that in April, they not only do you get the money in April, but you have to do a kind of a presentation, or it's part of an assembly where you get up and you're recognized. So I'm sure they'll let you know at some point late March, early April.
Mm-hmm. And how did you feel when you learned that you had won the award?
Wow. You know what? This is kind of embarrassing, because I've been writing my whole life and I love to write. And I guess a part of me hoped and expected that I would win something. You know, I think I'm okay at it. But that feeling was great. And it wasn't the money. It was just like, wow, you know, I did something that, you know what I mean?
No, just the fact that you were justified, that, you know, your feelings and thoughts about your abilities were correct.
They validated that.
Right, exactly.
So for me, it was like, and it encouraged me to want to do it again, too. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to the next year. But as you know, I was the editor of the newspaper. And that was like so time consuming. So, no. And you know what? It's only fair to give other people a chance to win.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, couldn't keep a straight face.
Can't win every year, right?
Can't win every year. Yeah. Listen, this is HFCC's Campus Connection with Mike in sitting in for Lindsay, and I'm Dennis. We're going to listen to a couple non-commercial messages and then come back. Please stay tuned.
See what I mean?
You're right. I'm really not the worst trumpet player in the world. Thanks, Dad.
Just keep practicing, son. You'll get it.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalow and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no. I'm kidding. Megalow and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Welcome to WHFR. And welcome to the new year. Every year brings on new changes. I would like to invite you to my new time slot for 2012. Lyrical Infusion is now on Monday evenings, 7 to 9 p.m. Broadcasting live on 89.3 FM or streaming live www.whfr.fm. So join me, the diva, for Lyrical Infusion. On WHFR 2012, we're still making waves.
Shalama Swanee Shaw, let me take that.
Cats and Kittens. Dig the hottest and the coolest music around on Swing Time every Monday afternoon, 2 p.m. till 4. The big bands, the small groups, and new swing music. Hear it all on Swing Time, Monday, 2 till 4, the only swing on this radio thing.
Jim Jab Jump is solid jive.
Makes you 9 foot tall when you're 4 foot five.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have held the same mirror for 13 years.
I have been decorated with purple dinosaurs, baseball teams, and football helmets.
I have witnessed 33 Thanksgiving dinners and one wedding proposal.
I have tiny notches marking the growth of 3 children.
I have caused a learning disability.
I am the reason that a fifth grader simply can't sit still.
I am responsible for a 5-year-old's rage.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home is built before 1978, your family could be at risk. Let's make all kids lead-free kids. Log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
I am the reason a child has trouble hearing.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
That is, again, Put Me on the Radio. We are back. This is HFCC's Campus Connection. And sitting in for the lovely and talented Lindsay is Mike Holloway, and I'm Dennis, and we are talking about stuff that's going on at our wonderful college that is, if not free, at least inexpensive and definitely worthwhile. And what I'm about to, this is really cool, Mike. This is going on tomorrow, and normally I would have started with this, but we had all these other things, and of course we wanted to give the holistic fair the attention it deserves. But tomorrow, March 14th, HFCC Job Placement Office will host a Back to Resume Basics guest panel workshop. Again, this tomorrow from 3 to 4:30 in the Berry Auditorium of the ASCC building. Again, as Lindsay calls it, the big blue building with all the windows. There's a Berry Auditorium, one of, I think, 3 auditoriums in there. And from 3 to 4:30, you have a Back to Resume Basics free and open to the public. I love that. HFCC is coordinating the event with the Human Resources Association of Greater Detroit. And they're going to have some of the members there, too. Some of the members scheduled to participate tomorrow are Darcy Began, a human resources professional with nearly a decade in the staffing industry. And she's the vice president of the Human Resources Association of Greater Detroit. She's on the board of directors. Also, Nancy Curran, currently a human resources generalist at Phillips Services Industries in Livonia. She has 10 years of experience in the human resources industry and also is a member of Human Resources Association of Greater Detroit. And then Michael D. Lewis has more than 15 years of human resources and sales experience. According to Chad Austin, I'm reading right from this, Mike. Hope that's okay. This is kind of cool. Chad Austin's our job placement officer here at the college. And have you ever met him?
No, I have never met the gentleman.
Awesome. Awesome guy. He's got actually a regular column in
the paper. Yeah.
And just a really cool guy. He says, this is a great opportunity to hear from frontline decision makers on what they look for in a great resume. You can also get one-on-one help in our breakout sessions to polish your resume. For further information, that was Chad Austin, a quote. For further information about Back to Resume Basics, call Chad at 313-845-9618. That's Chad Austin at 313-845-9618. This is tomorrow, 3 o'clock to 4:30. It's free. Mm-hmm. The economy is rebounding, Mike.
Right,
don't you think?
But still, it never hurts to be able to write that resume to get the job you want, because that's what they say, the economy is rebounding, but I personally don't see it myself, and I know a lot of people are still affected with being let go from different positions.
Absolutely.
Or different jobs.
Sure.
So it never hurts to learn about how to spruce up that resume and present yourself in a positive light so that you can go out and get that job that hopefully you really have your sights set on, you can get that job.
Well, you know, and so much, I hear people say this all the time. The economy was at its lowest in 2008, A lot of people, myself included, returned to school at that point. We had to reinvent ourselves. I lost my job. My wife and I lost our jobs like within the same week. Hmm. And
not good.
No. But obviously, through adversity come wonderful things. And now I am back at school. Right. And I do have all these wonderful things going on. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I remember when I was really young, somebody said the best time to look for a job is when you don't need one. And what they meant was to always kind of stay ready. There's a definition. I'm going to throw quotes out there all over the place now. You ready for this? You might want to write this one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. I got a pen.
The definition, on radio, if we have pens. The definition of luck is when preparation meets opportunity. And I think that this resume thing, if you know what you're doing, you're like, well, I'm pretty happy with my job now. And I really don't need to dig out my resume. If you got a free workshop from 3 to 4:30, that might be a good time. I mean, that's a sign right there. Take advantage of it, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. If you're available, by all means.
Yeah. So then there, and I know Chad will be there, and he like I said, he contributes regularly to our newspaper, but he also, as part of working at the college, we all had to go and kind of sit through a little seminar. He makes it fun. I was anticipating something, you know, like watching paint dry. And right. It was supposed to be an hour long. He got it done in about 40 minutes. It was just basic stuff on about working on the campus. But he also throws in all these other things that I call them career ready ideas, where if you implement some of the things like being prepared, dressing properly, all the different things, and it starts with the resume, of course, you are career ready and you can have that so-called luck when your preparation meets the opportunity. That's just my little opinion.
Right. No, that's a very good quote. I mean, that does make total sense.
And remember, the opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. We hope they are, but they're definitely Mike and my opinion, and we are not told what to say or what to do. Okay, so that is tomorrow, the workshop. Please, I mean, it's free. It's here on campus. It's in the ASCC building. You'll love it. What do you got there, Mike? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the fact that there's going to be a renowned poet on campus here at Henry Ford Community College, March 22nd.
All right.
The HFCC Council of World Cultures will host renowned poet Dunya McHale, who penned several award-winning books, Thursday, March 22nd, from 2:10 to 3 p.m. in the L14 room of the Liberal Arts Building, and that's located on the main campus. And McHale is a native of Iraq, and he worked as the literary editor of the Baghdad Observer. Enduring threats and harassment from the Iraqi authorities.
So he worked in Iraq? No kidding.
Well, apparently he was under duress from Iraqi authorities. Right. Well, which were under the command of Saddam Hussein at the time. That might explain a few things.
I heard that name.
Anyway, McHale fled Iraq in the late 1990s and came to Detroit. She earned her graduate degree in Near Eastern Studies from Wayne State University in addition to writing poetry. She teaches Arabic at Michigan State University. McHale's first book, written in English, The War Works Hard, was shortlisted for the Griffin Prize and was named one of the 25 best books of 2005 by the New York Public Library. Very, very impressive.
Wow.
And it also won the Penn Translation Award and was the first contemporary poetry book by an Iraqi woman published in the United States.
Wow.
Her latest book, Diary of a Wave Outside the Sea, won the Arab American Book Award in 2010. Additionally, she was awarded the UN Human Rights Award for Freedom of Writing in 2001. Again, this event is free. Free, that's a recurring theme here on your show. I've noticed that. That's very good.
Yes.
Anyway, it's open to the public as well. And for questions or further information in regards to this event, please call 313-845-9865, or you can visit McHale at www.dunyamchale.com.
Now, it's so March 22nd. What's the time on that again?
It's going to be from 2:10 to 3 p.m. over in the Liberal Arts Building in room L14. That's in
downstairs.
The basement there, yes.
Yeah, all you do is when you go in the Liberal Arts Building, immediately go downstairs, and it's in the inner. It'll be in the inner area. It's a big auditorium in the inner part, whereas the most of the classrooms are on the outside of the hall. That's interesting. You know, I think, you know, we live in an area here and we work and we're on the radio in an area that's such a high concentration of not just people of Middle Eastern descent, but all over. I mean, we used to have a melting pot of different diverse people here, and I think we take it for granted though. Like I can't quite relate to why it would be so difficult to write. In other words, I just write what's on my mind. And
you
I take
it for granted.
Exactly. And here's this, not only is it somebody of Middle Eastern descent that wants to have a freedom of you know, speech through their writing, but it's a female. And, and that's a whole different dynamic, too, in that culture. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's real interesting. That alone I would want to hear. Now, and I've been to these readings before. There was a lady last year here, and I can't remember. I want to say from Libya. I think she was from Libya. And her poems just captured the process of what she went through. And it was, I didn't know what to expect, and I was a little bit taken off guard. I mean, it really affected me. And I didn't, I'm going to sit in there, I'm going to listen to somebody read. It was just so, like it got you at such a basic level, because it really, what they experience is at their most basic level.
Right.
We're talking about eating and breathing and all these different things that we take for granted.
Right.
Sometimes there's stipulations on all this stuff. Anyway, I don't want to get on a soapbox. But, okay, so we have March 22nd, that's in L14. And also coming up, it'll be the day after that, which is Friday, March 23rd, and this goes all the way through Sunday, March 25th. It's the 4th Annual Religion, Conflict, and Peace International Conference. And that is in conjunction with the Common Bond Institute, the, I hope I don't butcher this name, the Parashakti Temple, I think I did that right, and the People's Peace Fund and the International Humanistic Psychology Association. Wow. All of these places, including HFCC, present the 4th Annual International Conference on Religion, Conflict, and Peace. And it's titled Walking the Talk to Compassion and Harmony. I remember last year, man. You familiar with, have you met Bill Seacrest?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was at our very first Festival of Enlightenment.
Oh, sure. And he's a religious studies professor here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the head of the department. Just a great guy, a throwback, you know?
Right. Oh, yes, definitely. I don't want to label people, kind of a hippie-ish type guy. I don't know if that's the correct label, but I mean, he reminds me of somebody from that era, certainly.
Absolutely, yeah, and he is. I think he graduated from college in 1970 from Michigan State, so he is definitely from that. I think I can call him, and I think he would really smile if we considered him an activist, because he is all about those different things.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big, big part of the Student Environment Association here. He's also, and we'll have him on, probably Lindsay and I'll have him on next month. Although, Mike, you're doing really well. And so I'm just thinking, yeah. So
this is an audition.
What are you doing tonight? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. But I'll schedule it in for next month.
But we do have, as you probably have heard on campus, we have EarthStock, which is it's on a day that's set aside or dedicated to environmentally conscious issues, and we're having it here. And of course, Seacrest is part of that. I bring all this up because this 4th annual conflict. Religion, Conflict, and Peace International Conference. He was in the Middle East last year. Seacrest was in traveling through Turkey and Lebanon and just all around.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't able to actually do this, but he still promoted the event. It is international. Wherever he was taking part in it. What is this event? It is, like I said, March 23rd through the 25th in the ASCC. And the programs and times for the conference are as follows. March 23rd, which is the Friday, and Saturday the 24th. The sessions begin at 10 a.m. and they go all the way to 6 p.m. Dinner is 6 to 7:30. And then evening events take place after dinner from 7:30 to 9. The program for Sunday the 25th, sessions begin at 10 and go to 2:30, followed by networking lunch from 2:30 to 3:30. The purpose of the conference is to help promote interreligious and intra-religious dialogue, to explore the challenges of social paranoia, intolerance, negative stereotyping, scapegoating, racism, hate crimes, Islamophobia, and its effects on all communities.
A lot of different topics being discussed there.
Interreligious and intra, so within people of the same religion and crossing over to different religions, that dialogue is going to explore.
Right. I hope it does some good. I really do, because, you know, everybody has their ideals and their beliefs, and until we can really reach a common ground and really start to understand one another, I don't think peace is really possible. And it sounds like this conference is a great step in trying to establish that type of dialogue so that people can get on the same page of music, so to speak. And hopefully we can achieve world peace. It's a lofty goal, but something worth working towards.
Well, it does it. My mom always used to say, charity starts at home. I mean, if you keep your own house in order, it's a lot easier to first lead by example, and then second, take that out and be able to share what you've learned in those experiences with other people. Let's face it, if you see somebody that's living what you think is a really joyful life and they're having a good time, I kind of want to know their secret. You know, I want to know what's going on there.
Right.
And I'm hoping that, you know, it's through, you know, natural means, holistic means.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But the whole thing, you know Seacrest, and everything he talks about is exactly what you said. He talks about when you have all these different religions. I've had two religion classes with him. The things that are going on, his focus is not on how different we all are, but how much we are the same. And really, I mean, if you look at all the religions, there's some very, very basic parts of each religion and that's the roots that we should be talking about, right?
Right. But it seems as though throughout the history of mankind or personkind, whatever you want to say about that,
right,
it has started with religious differences to one degree or another, and that has caused the most strife, again, throughout world history. So, again, it's something that needs to be addressed.
It has to be addressed. In this conference, this is the, what did we say it was, the fourth annual. So, obviously, I always say if something goes on 3, 4, 5 times, or I look at advertising that I've seen for a long time, obviously it's working if they keep doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't just keep doing something if it's not working. This is March 23rd through the 25th. This is important. HFC students receive free admission to all sessions and activities. Every single thing that's going on at this college, from the 23rd to the 25th, that has as part of the Religion, Conflict, and Peace International Conference. If you're a current HFC student, you're in free. You're right. There's a theme today, right?
Yeah, right.
That's crazy. For more information and to register, you have to go to the CBI website. CBI, of course, is the Common Bond Institute. And it's a really, really long website address. So go to hfcc.edu and you'll see Fourth Annual Religion, Conflict, and Peace headline on there. Click on that and then you can go from there. Or you can call Steve Olween, Olweean, at 269-665-9393. Or this is what I would do. Call Bill Seacrest, the professor himself, at 313-845-6441. Bill Seacrest, 313-845-6441, and it says you can also register at the event. So if you're a student, just
again,
go.
Again, free, right.
Wow.
And free is your favorite four-letter word, right?
It is, yes. For the purposes of this particular show, it is.
Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are getting a little bit tight here, so I'm gonna speed up a little bit. Mike, this is kind of cool, an ongoing art exhibit at the Sasan Gallery. You know,
I checked that out. Excellent.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, as soon as you walked in, were you drawn to the back left corner?
Yeah.
There's an oversized thing of an elderly lady.
Right.
Colorful, detailed, blew me away.
Right. Several pictures in there really catch your attention.
Absolutely. This is the exhibit itself is called the Romancing the Figure Art Exhibition. It's actually started in mid-January, and it only lasts this week. So if you are interested, that's why I'm bringing it up. You have till the end of the week what's the 16th?
Today's the 13th. So
Friday.
Okay.
It's an exhibition titled Romancing the Figure. Let's see. It's located on our campus. According to Steve Glazer, the art instructor at HFCC and the directors of the exhibition, 6 prominent artists from the Detroit area are showcasing their work at the gallery. Those prominent artists are Sergio DiGusti. He's an Italian-born sculptor. Also, Natalie Jane Estep. She's a Canton native and alumni of the College of Creative Studies, and she's worked in mold making, casting, and the processing of metals. Pretty cool. Also, John Haggerty, a Kansas native and two-time alum of University of Iowa. He has exhibits all over the country. And Craig Paul Nowak, an alumnus of the College of Creative Studies, and he's got stuff all over the state. Wow. Stanley Rosenthal is a professor of printmaking in the Department of Art and Art History at Wayne State. He has stuff here. He earned his graduate degree at Wayne State. And also, finally, Nora Venturelli. She's a native of Argentina. She draws and paints figures as well as landscapes. Romancing the Figure again through this Friday. And Mondays through Wednesdays from 9 to 8, Fridays from 9 to 3. That's the appointment hour, or that's the gallery hours. For further information, you can call Steve Glazer at 313-845-6485. Just show up. There's only a couple days left. What you do is it's in the McKenzie Fine Arts Building, which is on the westernmost part of our campus. Take the south entrance. There's 3 entrances, 2 parking. You take the south entrance, which is basically dissects us right between our campus and U of MD. Go to the back. The most western building is the Mackenzie Fine Arts. There's the gallery. It's free.
Again, yes, free.
And it is. I could have spent I spent probably almost an hour in there, but I could have spent a little bit more time.
Oh yeah, right. No, it's easy to get lost in there. Again, some very impressive artworks. Some of the drawings in there are really, really eye-catching.
Oh my God! Yeah. As soon as you walk in, and you'll and please, everybody, go check it out and tell me what the first thing you see when you walk in. You can't help but miss that lady because she's so colorful and it's so vivid.
Well, now they'll be looking for it though. You know?
Yeah. Well, see what I did there?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, okay. We have a few minutes, and I have a couple things. I'm gonna really go really quickly. Now, the annual Women's Recognition Luncheon is in fact set for March 23rd. Four women leaders will serve on a panel at the HFCC. Mike, if you had to guess how many women's luncheon recognition luncheons we've had, how many would you guess?
10?
More.
Really?
Yeah.
30, what's the number?
39.
Wow.
We've had 30. Four women leaders will serve on a panel at the HFCC 39th Annual Women's Recognition Luncheon. That's a lot of food, which takes place Friday the 23rd.
A lot of talking also.
No, exactly. Friday the 23rd from 11 to 2 at the Student Culinary Arts Center. This is not free. This is to raise money, and the purpose of the lunch is to raise money to support Dream Keepers, which is just an incredibly cool. It's like a scholarship program, a national program coordinated by the Scholarship American, and it provides financial assistance to HFC students with emergency needs to help them stay in school. So something bad happens, and you lost your whatever, and you needed to stay in school. You go to Dream Keepers, and they get the money for you. Is it that simple? No, there's a process, obviously, and I'm sure it's based on need. But it's the luncheon and programs like this are the things that get the money together for the people that need it. For HFC, the Kresge Foundation, the college's goal is to reach $20,000, according to John Lewandowski, and he's the executive director of development. And then we would have resulting a $10,000 Kresge Foundation grant. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It's for a very good cause.
It's for a very, very good cause. There's someone who is a sponsor. People can sponsor this. Donations can be made to the HFCC Foundation. I'm not going to get into it. Let's go to hfcc.edu and click on the Women's Recognition Luncheon. It's got everything here. There's like two full pages of information. So I will tell you it's the 23rd. It's a huge part of the college as far as raising money. And you go to hfcc.edu. Women's Recognition Luncheon will, in fact, get you that information. And if you have more questions, call Bonnie Job at 313-845-6319. Okay, we got that. Mike, I know we've talked about this, and you said that you really haven't had an opportunity because you're such a busy guy. You haven't really had a chance to listen to our show very much or at all. And, I told you that I've heard your show 50, 60 times.
Yeah, but who's counting?
Yeah.
Right?
I think it actually was the same one. It was on loop. Now, okay. I'll share with you that Lindsay and I have this kind of a tradition. In 2.5 years, you're the only the second guest host we've had in place of one of us. And I will point out, because I'm hoping Lindsay's listening, that when somebody had to sit in last time, it was because of her as well. Anyway, we always end the show. We always end the show with stuff about food. Last show, we started with food just because we had Mary Dooling, who's part of the 5101 restaurant. That was the only time she had, was like right at 1 o'clock. So we started with it, threw everybody off. I got an email. Okay, I didn't get any emails about it, but we still ended the show with it. Well, tomorrow, Wednesday, March 14th, because St. Patty's Day is on a Saturday and we're not here, and the restaurant isn't open, the 5101 is having their St. Patrick's Day buffet. This is tomorrow, March 14th. 11 to 12:45 is lunch. 6 to 7:45 is dinner. And let's see. And reservations are recommended. Now, at no time that I know of were reservations ever required at the 5101. But I know it doesn't hold a ton of people, not as many as we'd like. And it is, in fact, a wonderful value for what you get. And what do you get for your money? I will tell you, it's $14 a person, which includes the menu is Galloway Bay seafood chowder, Dublin style carved corned beef and cabbage with stone ground ale mustard and house made rye rolls, Colcannon potatoes, mashed potatoes with cabbage. That's what that is. Emerald Isle braised salmon with leeks, fennel, diced tomatoes, and white wine, a Highlander shepherd pie. That's with ground lamb and beef, diced parsnips and whipped potatoes, Rosie's fire roasted vegetables. It also includes a salad bar. This is all you can eat, Mike. I don't know if you're taking all this in. The salad bar is all the different things you'd see, assorted relish, dressing. Yeah. And then assorted breads and desserts. $14. They're not doing the beer and wine. It is not available for this, unfortunately.
Oh, well, that's all right. Plenty of food.
Would
sounds
you have
like
room?
A great, great thing going on there.
Absolutely. So this is tomorrow. Again, reservations are not required, but they are recommended. Call 313-206-5101. 313-206-5101. Lunch is 11 to 12:45. Dinner is 6 to 7:45. I told you everything on this. This is incredible. And there is entertainment provided by Carrie's company.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
For $14.
Right. No, it's always excellent food. Very, very reasonable price. You know, anytime they have a special meal. Or just if you want to go there on a weekly basis, it's a great place to go with great prices.
Well, we got a minute, so I'm going to tell you right now, going on right this second, there's a college plate that's a mixed grill, including duck breast, lamb chop, and English sausage served with chutney, mango chutney, for $12.95. I mean, this is crazy. And this all includes, like, the all-you-can-eat salad bar. You get the soup with it, or you can upgrade for 50 cents. You can get French onion, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much going on here. Chicken breast. This is all going on right now. Today and Thursday, I imagine, because Wednesday is, of course, the St. Patrick's Day buffet.
Right.
All right. Listen, Mike, I want to thank you so much for sitting in. Lindsay, I'm sure we'll be back. I shouldn't say I'm sure. We'll talk.
We'll play it by ear, right?
No. Lindsay will be back next show. But thank you. Listen for Mike later on today from, is it 4 to 6. 4 to 6, and let's go with the flow, a rock and blues show. Also, next Tuesday at this time, you'll have Metaphysically Speaking. And then the following Saturday is, in fact, the big deal, the Holistic Fair.
Yes.
All right. So we'll tell you again, it is free if you're a student. We cannot stress that enough. If you're a student, you come in. If you don't want to eat, you literally do not have to outlay any money. You can enjoy some things that are going on as well as live music, right?
Right. And speakers are free.
And speakers are free. So take advantage of that. And if you're not a student, it's $5. It's $5 mm-hmm. for something that is...
It's a great cause.
It's a great cause. So thank you. This was HFCC's Campus Connection. And we want you all to have a great month. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much for having me, Dennis.
Well, thank you, Mike.
This is WHFR Dearborn.